From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, hosting comedian Lewis Black in Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, the final tour, Saturday, November 2nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
A freeze warning for the entire KPR listening area tomorrow night. Tonight's low around 40 degrees. It's 3:06.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. We're also at 91.3 FM in Junction City and many other frequencies around the state. We're always online as well at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned with real people that answer your call, not a machine. Details and information at stonebackappliance.com, where we've got your back.
Coming up in our next half hour, we will learn about poll workers. Threats and violent rhetoric have led some older poll workers to step aside, but others are stepping up. We will meet a few, particularly military veterans. Also in this next half hour, remembering the legacy of Kansas-born actress Hattie McDaniel. It's all coming up, plus news headlines here in the next 30 minutes. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-thru windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have classical music with Destiny. It's going to be kind of spooky tonight. A couple of riveting danse macabre. Also, Shostakovich's Eerie String Quartet number 8. That's from 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR One stations. If KPR Two is more your thing, This American Life is coming up next. So stay tuned. Sunshine for the rest of this afternoon. Highs topping out in the lower 60s. Lows around 40 tonight. Tomorrow's highs only reaching the upper 50s. And we have a freeze warning for the entire KPR listening area late tomorrow night through 9 a.m. Wednesday. Cover up those plants. It is 3:20.
Support for NPR.
Or zucchini. And then you turn them into something else.
We talk with Tucci about his new book, What I Ate in 1 Year and Related Thoughts, on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us first thing tomorrow morning on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. morning edition coming your way. Michelle Martin, A. Martinez, and Jay Schaefer will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are up next. It's 3:30.
NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A free speech advocacy group says the University of Kansas was wrong to discipline an instructor who was caught on tape making inflammatory political remarks in class. Daniel Caudill reports.
The Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression says former KU instructor Philip Locock was only joking when he said men who refused to vote for a woman could be lined up and shot. The group says Locock did not express serious intent to commit violence. They say the First Amendment gives instructors the right to make jokes and use hyperbole. KU initially placed Locock on administrative leave, but he has since left the university. KU would not say whether he quit or was fired. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
A survey by the Midwest Newsroom and Emerson College Polling finds nearly half of Kansas voters think it's a good thing that the state provides abortions. Nearly 40% said it's a bad thing, 12% said they're unsure. Abortion is legal in Kansas until 22 weeks of pregnancy. 2 years ago, a majority of voters rejected a ballot measure that would have changed that. Patrick Miller is a political science professor at Kent State University. He says it's possible abortion could motivate voters in the November election.
It has skyrocketed in voter interest and attention. It has the potential to be a persuasive issue to get people to possibly cross voter lines, especially Republican over to Democratic.
In 2022, around 6 in 10 Kansans voted to reject a ballot measure that would have enabled lawmakers to ban abortion, but voters elected a Republican legislative supermajority that same year. An autopsy shows that a 15-year-old football lineman from Shawnee Mission Northwest High School died from heat stroke after a workout in August. The autopsy report, which was first reported by KSHB, says Ovette Gomez Regalado collapsed after the 384-pound lineman was made to run four 120-yard sprints and six 40-yard sprints. Heatstroke expert Scott Anderson says coaches need to know that linemen should not be subjected to that kind of workout.
We need to identify who's at risk for exertional heat stroke in football, and it's the linemen. And that hasn't been clearly identified and communicated.
The Shawnee Mission School District said in a statement that coaches acted in accordance with state rules and school emergency protocols. Mostly clear skies tonight for northeast and east central Kansas with a low around 40 degrees, sunshine tomorrow and a high in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, widespread frost after midnight, cold, lows around 28 degrees in many areas. There's a freeze warning in effect from 1 a.m. to 9 a.m. Wednesday for the entire KPR listening area. It's 3:35.
This is from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Well, you may know her as the person who portrayed Mammy in the movie Gone with the Wind, or perhaps you know her as the first black actor to receive an Academy Award. But Wichita-born Hattie McDaniel's achievements did not stop there. The Tallgrass Film Festival in Wichita will celebrate the late actress's legacy later this month. KMUW's Carla Eccles spoke with McDaniel's great-grandnephew, Kevin Goff.
Goff says not only was Hattie the first black Oscar winner.
She was a dancer. She played the drum. She was a singer.
Private Jones is camping on the doorstep of Miss Katie Brown.
She bought the housing. She gave money to charities. She gave her time. She had her own car, her own mansion. She wore her mink stoles, and she loved to dress up, and she knew how to throw a party, and the who's who of Hollywood would come to her parties every weekend.
Famous entertainers like Duke Ellington would be at her L.A. mansion.
And Clark Gable showed up to almost every party she threw. So, I mean, she had a lot of friends in the industry, black or white, and I think that's the biggest compliment, is that she was loved and respected by her acting community and people that really knew her.
People like his dad, Edgar Goff Jr., who Hattie used to babysit.
You know, Hattie desperately wanted to have children. She loved kids, and she was never able to have kids of her own. So she kind of took my father and kind of viewed him as her kid. So whenever he would visit her house and when it was time for him to go back home and to his parents, they basically had to pry my father from her arms because they were very close and had great times together.
Goff says his dad was just 10 when Hattie became the first black actor to receive an Oscar for the 1939 movie Gone with the Wind.
He was just a kid, but he definitely knew that she had this power, this strength about her.
Power that she would use to help others, including as a mentor.
She was a huge mentor for a lot of people, and she was there for the troops that were in the war and wounded soldiers, and she visited them.
She also was a civil rights activist who fought housing discrimination in Los Angeles.
And that case with Hattie, when her fellow neighbors, black neighbors, went to court to fight that lawsuit from the white neighbors and prevailed, that set a precedent that restrictive covenants were not legal, and it sparked the California fair housing laws.
Goff says Hattie never gave up.
She never compromised who she was. And some people let outside forces change who they are because they want to fit in and assimilate. She's like, no, I might be Mammy on the screen, but I'm Hattie McDaniel at home. And so she knew exactly who she was. And as compassionate as she was, She didn't bite her tongue. She would speak up for herself and for others.
She's that girl, a Wichita girl, who went on to great acclaim. Two stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for radio and film, and the first black woman in the U.S. to sing on the radio. Goff says he looks forward to receiving the key to the city on behalf of Hattie.
I wish my father was still around to see these things happen. And to me, it's about the work that I've been doing for Hattie and also for my father. So it's a big honor.
I'm Carla Echols in Wichita.
Kevin Goff's new book, Hattie McDaniel, A Reflective Life, with photos and quotes by Hattie, is expected to be available in February. Goff will participate in events including a panel discussion on black representation in cinema then and now at the Tallgrass Film Festival in Wichita on October 26th. This is KPR.
Morning Edition from NPR News brings you reporting from around the world.
NPR's Carrie Khan is covering all this from the Venezuelan city of Caracas.
And we also realize there's plenty to learn at home, literally.
Here's my compost bin in the freezer. We've got some tomato bits, and now we're adding 2 tea bags.
Listen for the latest headlines plus useful life hacks every weekday on Morning Edition.
Join us for Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Topeka's Noto Arts and Entertainment District, featuring a celebration of souls, Day of the Dead in southern Mexico, exploring the Dia de los Muertos holiday traditions and origins, now till December 14th. Information at explorenoto.org.
Stick around. Just ahead, that promised interview with Al Pacino. We will have an update of news headlines at 4:01. And then both presidential candidates are hoping to win over voters. In the state of Arizona, former President Trump is focusing on border security. Vice President Harris is highlighting new restrictions on abortion.
Many of these bans, like the one in this state, have no exceptions even for rape and incest. It is immoral.
More on the fight to win Arizona coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shorman for his series Beyond the Ballot. Wednesday, October 23rd, 4 p.m. More at DoleInstitute.org.
62 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 4.
October 25th, 7 p.m. See you there.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. By the way, if you would like more information about Live Day and that concert that Destiny just told you about, and it's going to be great. She's exactly like she is on the radio. Puts on a great show. Visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
What's next? Dance and HR rock stars.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, presenting Bongotini and a night of music, cocktails, and friends. October 19th at 7:30 p.m. in the new Maselli's Lounge. Information and tickets available at masellisonline.com.
Those around 40 degrees tonight, highs in the upper 50s tomorrow. Freeze warning going into effect late tomorrow night. It is 63 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 4:06.
Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia, many other frequencies as well. We're always online, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing as part of your home preservation project. More information at spider with a Y, spiderartconstructors.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, the Nobel Prize in Economics was awarded today. Three U.S.-based researchers, one for their study of the institutional roots of wealth and poverty among nations. Scott Horsley will tell us all about that. We will also learn more about the Republican candidate for schools chief in North Carolina who has called schools indoctrination centers. This candidate has a decent shot at victory, and we will find out why coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
Well, it's fall. It means it's time for KPR's annual Live Day, featuring classical performances throughout the day by musicians in our studio and at the Lawrence Public Library. As part of it, KPR's own Destiny Ann Mermagan will be hosting a free concert at the library Friday night, October 25th, 7 p.m. All the details available for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Speaking of fall, we have a freeze warning going into effect late tomorrow night. That gives you a day to make your arrangements. Tonight's low around 40, tomorrow's high only reaching the upper 50s. It's 420.
Tucci about his new book, What I Ate in 1 Year and Related Thoughts. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Michelle Martin, A. Martinez, and Jay Schaefer will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center of Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Christmas with the Celts, and more this season. Single tickets available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center.
63 degrees here in Lawrence. Make me want to holler. 65 in Topeka. It's 4:30. News is coming up next.
This is their job, to keep the peace in this volatile region.
A dispute over the killing last year of a Sikh activist in Canada has led to a diplomatic tit-for-tat. Canada and India each expelled six diplomats today after the Canadian government said the Indian ambassador is a person of interest in the killing. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A survey by the Midwest Newsroom and Emerson College Polling finds nearly half of Kansas voters think it's a good thing that the state provides abortions. Nearly 40% said it's a bad thing. 12% said they're not sure. Abortion is legal in Kansas until 22 weeks of pregnancy. 2 years ago, a majority of voters rejected a ballot measure that would have changed that. Patrick Miller is a political science professor at Kent State University. He says it's possible abortion could motivate voters in the November election.
It has skyrocketed in voter interest and attention. It has the potential to be a persuasive issue to get people to possibly cross voter lines, especially Republican, over to Democratic.
In 2022, around 6 in 10 Kansans voted to reject a ballot measure that would have enabled lawmakers to ban abortion, but voters elected a Republican legislative supermajority that same year. The number of children in Kansas dying from drug-related incidents is rising. A new report from the State Child Death Review Board shows the trend is related to increasing fentanyl overdoses. Dylan Lyson has the details.
The report analyzes the deaths of Kansas children up to the age of 17 in 2022. It shows that 16 children died of drug-related incidents that year. That's a significant rise from 3 drug-related deaths in 2018. Most of the deaths were among teens who were unknowingly using fentanyl-laced drugs. The report recommends raising awareness of the dangers of using opioid drugs. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
An autopsy shows that a 15-year-old football lineman from Shawnee Mission Northwest High School died from heat stroke after a workout in August. The autopsy report, first reported by KSHB, says Ovek Gomez Reylado collapsed after the 384-pound lineman was made to run 4 120-yard sprints and 6 40-yard sprints. Heatstroke expert Scott Anderson says coaches need to know that linemen should not be subjected to that kind of workout.
we need to identify who's at risk for exertional heat stroke in football, and it's the linemen. And that hasn't been clearly identified and communicated.
The Shawnee Mission School District said in a statement that coaches acted in accordance with state rules and school emergency protocols. Mostly clear skies for northeast and east central Kansas tonight with a low around 40 degrees. Tomorrow sunshine, but a high only in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night clear with widespread frost after midnight. We have a freeze warning going into effect late tomorrow night for the entire KPR listening area. It's 4:35.
This is All Things Considered from
you. See you for this spooky time, Friday, October 25th, 7 p.m., Lawrence Public Library.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan and lots of other frequencies, too. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
By making a planned gift, you can support KPR for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or kansaspublicradio.org.
Thanks so much for spending part of your day with KPR. Two more hours of All Things Considered still to come. 2 hours and 10 minutes if you want to get specific about it. And we do. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then, Native Americans are a significant voting bloc in the state of Arizona. They could decide the upcoming election in that state.
In such a tight race, I think any influence a candidate or issue might have really would depend on convincing American Indian voters.
More on efforts by both parties to win over the state's Native voters coming up shortly here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, open to the public Tuesday through Sunday with two floors of galleries featuring art from ancient to contemporary. Details at spencerart.ku.edu.
63 degrees in Lawrence, 64 in Emporia. It's 10 minutes before 5.
Committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
After a roller coaster summer, the ballots are set, and the countdown to November has begun. Stay with NPR News to get closer to the issues and closer to your vote.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, a charter member of NPR from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. Two more hours of All Things Considered coming right up. Lows around 40 tonight, highs in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, a freeze warning in effect for the entire KPR listening area late tomorrow night. It's 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu.
63 degrees in Lawrence, 65 in Topeka, 65 in Manhattan. It is 5:06.
To All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.9 FM in Atchison, lots of other frequencies too, listed for you at our website, where we're also streaming 24 hours a day, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with health care coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business.
Stick around, if you would. Coming up, we have news headlines. That's about 12 minutes from now. Also in this next half hour, a nonprofit has been training more than 160,000 veterans as poll workers in the face of growing threats and skepticism about the security of elections. Then we will also take a look back at the legacy and life of Kansas-born actress Hattie McDaniel. It's all coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library and its Civic Engagement 101 series, discussing reproductive rights, October 17th via Zoom. Details and a link to the discussion at lplks.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One station, spooky music. Destiny has it for you from 7 to 9 p.m., a couple of riveting danse macabre. Also, an eerie string quartet from Shostakovich. Join us for evening classical music with Destiny, 7 to 9 p.m. on KPR One. If you're joining us on KPR Two, stay tuned for This American Life, beginning at 7 o'clock. Mostly clear skies tonight, lows around 40 degrees, highs tomorrow only reaching the upper 50s, and a freeze warning for the entire KPR listening area late tomorrow night. 63 degrees in Lawrence. It's 520.
Support for
What I Ate in 1 Year and Related Thoughts on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock. Start your day with Morning Edition. Get a news update from Jay Schaefer and hear lots of features from Michelle Martin and A. Martinez. Join us for Morning Edition on both KPR 1 and KPR 2.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
News headlines are up next. It's 63 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5:30.
Of nuclear weapons. Yet speaking to reporters Monday, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov blamed the NATO drills and the alliance's expansion towards Russia's borders for fueling nuclear tensions, suggesting that was obvious given the ongoing hot war in Ukraine. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A free speech advocacy group says the University of Kansas was wrong to discipline an instructor who was caught on tape making inflammatory political remarks in class. Daniel Caudill reports.
The Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression says former KU instructor Philip Locock was only joking when he said men who refused to vote for a woman could be lined up and shot. The group says Locock did not express serious intent to commit violence. They say the First Amendment gives instructors the right to make jokes and use hyperbole. KU initially placed Locock on administrative leave, but he has since left the university. KU would not say whether he quit or was fired. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
The number of children in Kansas dying from drug-related incidents is rising. A new report from the State Child Death Review Board shows that trend is related to increasing fentanyl overdoses. Dylan Lyson has the details.
The report analyzes the deaths of Kansas children up to the age of 17 in 2022. It shows that 16 children died of drug-related incidents that year. That's a significant rise from 3 drug-related deaths in 2018. Most of the deaths were among teens who were unknowingly using fentanyl-laced drugs. The report recommends raising awareness of the dangers of using opioid drugs. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
An autopsy shows that a 15-year-old football lineman from Shawnee Mission Northwest High School died from heat stroke after a workout in August. That autopsy report, first reported by KSHB, says Ovek Gomez Regalado collapsed after the 384-pound lineman was made to run 4 120-yard sprints and 6 40-yard sprints. Heatstroke expert Scott Anderson says coaches need to know that linemen should not be subjected to that kind of workout.
We need to identify who's at risk for exertional heat stroke in football, and it's the lineman. And that hasn't been clearly identified and communicated.
The district said in a statement that coaches acted in accordance with state rules and with school emergency protocols. It's 63 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 5:35.
She's happy to talk about her other political priorities, like housing and the arts and urban tree policy, instead. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News, Minneapolis.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Well, you may know her as the actor who portrayed Mammy in the movie Gone with the Wind, or you may know her as the first black actor to receive an Academy Award. But Wichita-born Hattie McDaniel's achievements did not stop there. The Tallgrass Film Festival in Wichita will celebrate the late actress's legacy later this month. KMUW's Carla Eccles spoke with McDaniel's great-grandnephew, Kevin Goff.
Goff says not
only father was still around to see these things happen. And to me, it's about the work that I've been doing for Hattie and also for my father. So it's a big honor.
I'm Carla Eccles in Wichita.
Kevin Goff's new book, Hattie McDaniel, A Reflective Life, with photos and quotes by Hattie McDaniel, is expected to be available in February. Goff will participate in events including a panel discussion on black representation in cinema then and now at the Tallgrass Film Festival in Wichita on October 26th. You'll learn more at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we bring you the latest on everything from the presidential race to what interest rates are doing. But we also share stories that take us into other people's lives.
You actually played your horn while they were inside your skull.
Absolutely. Doesn't everybody?
Listen for the unexpected with the news weekdays on Morning Edition.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, now showing the exhibition Native Fashion, celebrating wearable artworks created by indigenous people historically and today. Details at spencerart.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, lots of other frequencies too. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Do you love public radio but hate the thought of selling your old car, truck, or motorcycle? Donate that vehicle to KPR. It'll be picked up and proceeds from its sale will fund our programs. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines coming your way at 6:01. Then we will talk about the fight for Arizona, politically speaking, and we will remember the life and times of Lily Ledbetter. She has died. She was an activist whose fight for pay equity led to the passage of a bill that bears her name. It's all coming up here on KPR. There's a freeze warning in effect tomorrow night, so you have a day to get ready for this. If you have tender outdoor plants, you want to bring them in or have a plan to keep them warm. But tonight, lows around 40 degrees, highs tomorrow in the upper 50s. It's 10 minutes before 6.
Helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
Friday, October 25th at 7 p.m. at the Lawrence Public Library, a free show by yours truly, Destiny from Evening Classical, playing the violin in the flesh. See you there.
You can find more information about that event at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 63 degrees in Lawrence. It is 6 o'clock.